Now, on this 21st Sunday, as I said, the theme is universality. This first reading is from Isaiah 66, 18 to 21, and it's the last chapter in Isaiah, and it's this chapter, it begins this chapter, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and has sent me to preach the good news to the poor." That's the Lord, the line our Lord quotes in his first visit to the synagogue, according to St. Luke. He reads that line and he says, "Today this is fulfilled in your ear, in your hearing." Now the text we have is at the other end of that, well, chapter, not quite the end yet, verses 18 to 21. And so the text goes, "I am coming to gather all nations and tongues. They shall come and see my glory." So the Lord is concerned about everybody, and he's going to come, and they'll see his glory. "I will place a sign among them. From them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Put and Lud, Mosach, Tubal and Yavan, to the distant coastlands which have never heard of my fame or seen my glory, and they shall proclaim my glory among the nations." Okay? So, "I will place a sign among them, and I will send survivors." This is the survivors of the exile. This is Isaiah 66, right? The survivors of the exile aren't supposed to go home and build a bastion and from their eminence just despise everybody else. They're supposed to go out and tell the world about me, already the Jews. And their idea, they thought, was, you see, that they would be the teacher of the nations, and they would be they would teach Torah to everybody, and they would be the leader of all the world. They are in Jesus Christ, who is the fruit of the Jewish nation. And they will do much of that work when they come to know Jesus. And they do a lot of it already, but you need the fullness of this to understand. And that's what this text is saying, see? "They shall proclaim my kavod." Kavodi b'goyim. My glory among the goyim, among the goy. The goyim. "They shall bring all your kin from all the nations as an offering to the Lord on horses and in chariots, in carts, upon mules, and dromedaries. They'll bring them to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of these, Gentiles, who are streaming toward me, some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. They will be rulers in my people Israel," which is what we see. You know, Pope Francis is not Jewish, but he is a priest and Levite over the whole new Israel. Now, it's up to us to pray that the rest of this prediction, the rest of this promise in Isaiah 66 actually takes place. And that's what he's saying. "I will place a sign among them." What's the sign? The cross. Do you look at the cross and see how much God loves you, O human race? You see that naked man nailed to a cross, dying in darkness, in an act of love? That's your salvation. That's why why your existence makes sense. Without that, you either die and there's no more to you, or you die and you don't know what happens to you, or you die and you're in oblivion. No. You can be joined to the Son of God made flesh, believe in him, be baptized into him, be fed by his body and blood. And so for now, the church without Israel has this grave obligation to perpetuate Israel's vocation, you see? It says here, you see, "I will place a sign among them, I will send survivors to the nations. More of those survivors have yet to be sent. And this is, of course, nobody can conclude, even those who are misunderstanding that paragraph 16 of the document on the church in the modern world, but nobody can misunderstand this, you see. I will place a sign among them. From them, I will send survivors to the nations. Well, that's been going on for 2,000 years, but is going to go on in a deeper, more powerful way when the Jewish people welcome Jesus, and Jesus finally gets a chance to welcome them. After all, he is Jewish. And so this is a prediction from the last chapter of Isaiah, you see. And they shall bring chariots and horses to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering and a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, they shall bring the nations. But for now, Jerusalem has moved to Rome because it was too dangerous in Jerusalem. The Christians were getting killed all the time. But it's not unlikely that the church will go back to Jerusalem and be there as its native home. There's many good holy people enlightened by the Lord who are convinced that first Jewish people recover their land. Now they will know the Christ. Then the head of the church will move back to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem will go forth the word of the Lord. That's not just a pipe dream. Among some of these Gentiles who come back, I will take as priests and Levites. Well, he's already done that. I'm Irish. I'm not Jewish. And yet I'm a priest. And there are, and our present Pope is Latin American from an Italian background. Bergoglio. So you see, this universality of the message, everybody has to know Jesus and accept him and be thrilled to get to know him. Because, as we know, there is no joy in the world like knowing Jesus Christ, knowing his love, his forgiveness, and learning from him how to share his zeal for the salvation of the world, to work for it. What a privilege. Whether you're set aside for it, like a priest or a religious, or whether it's part of your life right where you are, you know, you just have to listen to the Holy Spirit. But this text is part of that message of universality. Not only should the message go out to everybody, it should be accepted by everybody, so that there can be one church, one people, all united, all caring for each other, and giving glory to God. And among us will dwell God. Not in the temple, but in the body of Christ. Destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it. Not that one, this one. My body and all who are joined to my body are the temple of God, the dwelling place of God, where God is honored and worshiped and adored and glorified, where God pours out his blessings, his light, his forgiveness, his healing. All of that is done, you see, from this center, the body, the church. And that's the prophecy. And so the psalm that echoes that is Psalm 117. And it's just verses 1 and 2. Actually, they leave off the first for the Hallelujah et Adonai kol goyim. Praise the Lord, all you nations, kol goyim. Okay? You all know goy is the word for the nation or non-Jew. Huh? Glorify him, Shab Chuchu Kol Ha'umenim Umim, I'm sorry. Glorify him, all you peoples. You see the call? Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. You see the universality of the call, okay? For steadfast, huh? For strong. See, the word is gaber. Aleinu chasdo. Chasdo, that's his hesed, right? Hesed is that virtue by which we and God, by his nature, is enthusiastically faithful to the covenant, which means he's enthusiastic about bestowing mercy, honoring the covenant that he's made with us. And that kind of a covenant makes us flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and he never forgets that. So that's his hesed, you see? So steadfast is his hesed, kindness toward us. We don't have a word that registers like hesed. So we kind of lose it. It implies covenant, commitment, kindness. Yes, we're kind to everybody, hopefully. But kind, no, loyal to the bond between us. That's hesed. And God, see, we have that so many psalms, one whole psalm. The refrain is, Ki lo olam chasdo, because his hesed is forever, is unto the hidden times, you see? God's hesed. And so, one of the manifestations of that hesed is that he wants the whole world to be part of this covenant. That's the universality. So, that's what it says, you see? Ki gaber aleinu chasdo. And then the next word, emet. We've heard these words so many times. Chesed v'emet, right? It's in the Psalms. You see, his fidelity and his emet. How's it translated? Fidelity, okay. They use fidelity for emet. That's the word, from that word, well, the root of that word is aman, emen, amen, which is to be firm, to be solid. Emin means to believe, to make God solid. You lean so far over on him that if he's not solid, you're going to fall flat on your face. That's faith. I believe you. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus has died for my sins. Jesus wants to take me to heaven. And he instructs me and helps me through the Holy Spirit to get there. I believe that. You see? And so the emet of the Lord is forever, is le'olam, unto the hidden times, is forever. And so that's the hesed, you see, and the emet of God, which are covenant qualities. We're supposed to have them too. You see, your hesed is like the dew in the morning. Yeah, the sun comes up, you disappear. No, your hesed has to be real, like God's. And this motive is that he wants to keep his hesed and his emet, what is that, you know, to everybody. And that's what it means, that the theme of this Mass is, go tell the whole world about the Lord.